Pampered Pink. It's a women's expo and a fundraiser for breast cancer research. It's going to be on October 24th at the Ishpeming Armory, and the hours are going to be from 10 until 4 p.m. And it's just going to be a day-long celebration of women and also to help with the fight to find a cure for breast cancer.
How does this all work? Do you have vendors at the things like that coming in? What can folks expect when they walk in the door?
Okay, yeah, we are going to have vendors. And we also are going to have a cake decorating contest. And this is open to adults and kids of any age and any skill level. And we have four categories. We have adults, we have kids age 8 and under, kids age 9 to 12, and kids age 13 to 16. And they need to call me and register if they want to decorate a cake, but that's really the only criteria we have so that we make sure we have enough space set up for them to display their cakes.
Well, I mean, being a parent of formerly two young children, I would think the younger the better because the more creative and cute they get.
That's true.
I've never seen a purple cake before, but you never know.
A lot of items here. You're talking about silent auction and types of things like that. What else is on the docket?
That's right. We're going to do a silent auction then for all the cakes that are entered in the contest, and the money then will go to breast cancer research. And then we thought that, gee, it might be a really neat idea if we got the professional cake decorators in the area to go on a cake-off against each other and see who's doing the best job of cake decorating. So we contacted them, and they were really excited about being able to go against each other. And
I'm gonna run the list of the cake-off here.
I have a comment about this.
Super One Foods, Walmart, Econo Foods, and also Joe's Cakes at the Landmark Inn, Nagani Midtown Bake Shop, Bouchard's Bakery, and Jubilee Foods of Ishpeming.
And the thing about this too, and we've learned this on the program, and if you haven't seen this, you will. Anytime the culinary arts people get involved in a challenge, do you see some amazing things? I mean, if nothing else, that right there would be worth the price of admission.
The gleam in their eye when I told them that they'd be going up against each other was quite, and there was a few comments about,
I'm going to kick so-and-so.
Excited to see what they're going to come up with. The only limits they have is that it had to be something that was big enough that we could auction off and somebody could actually carry out. So
Pampered Pink, Diane's with us here as we discuss what's going on the 24th at the Ishpeming National Guard Army. Where did this idea come from? I mean, was this just a bunch of people got together and said, we're going to do something, and here it is? Is this modeled after something? Where did you come up with the idea?
Well, we did a women's expo last year, and this year, over the winter, I had a family member that is in a battle with breast cancer. And I thought, I put it to the ladies and I said, how about if we see if we can also do something to help with a cause? So I called Carl Fulcher from the American Cancer Society and asked if he'd be, willing if we could do this and use it as a fundraiser for breast cancer research. And he was all for it. He says, especially in October, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So that's where we got going.
Well, the one key thing here is you're looking at this as a fundraiser, but a fun one with this cake competition, and you're looking for getting everybody to get involved.
Yes, we are. We really would like to get to see the kids and the amateur cake decorators. When you're out there, sometimes you always wonder when you're doing birthday cakes and that for the kids and grandkids, if my cake would win an award. So this is your chance to see, and there's going to be a prizes awarding in all the categories. And
that's what you think pretty much.
No, I can tell you right now. No. See, the cooking in my house is up to me. I leave the baking to those who know what they're doing.
I don't know how to make a good cake either. But if you do, then what would the process be?
Well, it doesn't have to be a great cake. Just a good cake. Just a good cake.
Yeah. What is the process if somebody wants to take part in this? They say, I can make a cake. It'll help out. What do they do?
Okay, they need to call me at 485-1552 by the 22nd of October. That, like I said, that will give us some, we know how much room we need to set up to display the cakes. And it needs to be all made of and decorated of edible materials. Mm-hmm. And then we're just going to, you know, let the people vote. The people attending the expo will vote. They can buy tickets, 4 tickets for $1, and they can put as many tickets and buy as many tickets as you want into the vote boxes. And then whoever gets the most vote, they get the prize.
It is also, you're asking a $1 donation for admission to this whole thing. So basically looking at that with the, so $2 and you're pretty well covered.
Pretty much.
Again, this is at the Ishpeming Armory. Difficult to miss, right there on 41, yeah. Right by the Teal Lake Medical Center of Bell Hospital. And really, this what a great opportunity for parents and young kids to spend some time together and do something fun.
That's right.
And the other side of this, and before we cut you loose here, the pros are coming too.
The pros are coming, yep.
Explain that again for folks that are just joining us.
Well, all the we went to the cake shops in Marquette County, and we asked them if they would be willing to donate a cake that they decorate in any way. They could go as crazy and as wild as they want and donate it to the Pampered Pink, and then they would be judged. They would be judged against each other and to see who is the best decorated cake in Marquette County. And then all the cakes, the pros and the amateurs, will be there'll be a silent auction and auctioned off, and all those proceeds will go to breast cancer awareness. But the pros are really excited.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
We
know a handful of them too. Don't think for a minute they're an ego in the kitchen. It's
all part of Pampered Pink Women's Expo and Breast Cancer Fundraiser. It's coming up on the 24th at the Ishpeming National Guard Armory from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's going to be some door prizes and vendors and breast cancer information, goodie bags, some free cake, vendor booths, all sorts of information, and of course the cake decorating contest. Again, Diane, your phone number for folks that are wanting to get involved.
It is 485-1552.